We now continue with the third of the four boundless qualities, that of boundless joy. And this is the third line when we do the aspiration prayer that reads, may they never be separated from the great happiness which is devoid from suffering. What are we doing here? We're celebrating the good fortune of others. We're bringing about a state of mind of joy and happiness for what others have. We don't only have to be happy or be joyful for what we have. We can also celebrate what other people have. And when we're celebrating with joy, irrespective of it, whether it's joy for what we have or joy for what they have, it's still joy. And this is a very good antidote to our jealousy and the self-grasping of ours. And we can celebrate not only for what we have, we can also celebrate for what others have as well. We spoke about jealousy previously. It's that silly emotion that arises when we see that other people have what we would like or what we desire. When in reality, when we get what we want or we have something to celebrate or we have some success, we certainly are happy when other people are pleased for us or celebrate for us. Now what we're going to start doing is cultivating the state of mind that celebrates for others, for what they have. And what they have has come about because of their own merit, because of their own good fortune. Being jealous of other people is certainly not going to increase your good fortune. The practice is to bring about a state of mind of joy, of celebration, when you see other people and their good fortune. It could be that they just have really good qualities that you admire. It could be that they have a relationship that you admire. It could be their wealth. It could be their status. It could be their fame. It could be the smallest of things that you feel that they are fortunate to have. Celebrate, have joy within your mind for them, for what they have. The meditation for the next few days is to bring to mind anybody or any group of people that you have a good or a positive relationship with. It might be friends, it might be family, it might be anybody in your community or around the world. And whatever they have that you think that they are fortunate to have, celebrate for them. Within your own mind, bring about a state of joy and happiness for the fact that they have these or this good fortune or these qualities. And then post-meditation practice, similarly to the meditation, whenever you see anybody, whoever it is, wherever you are, in whatever situation, where you see people that are happy, or you see something or a quality of theirs that you admire, really celebrate for them, be joyful for them. And the second is, whenever you see something that you might desire that somebody else has, also be happy for them. It might be that they have really good qualities again. It might be the happiness that they have. It might be the relationship that they have. It might be a job that you wanted that they have. It may be a house, a car, anything that you like or that you may desire and somebody else has it. Bring about a state of mind or joy and celebrate for what they have. The meditation procedure is the same again. Do the aspiration first. 3 minutes of open awareness. 5 minutes of the actual practice as we spoke about. And while doing the meditation, recite the line to yourself. May they never be separated from the great happiness, which is devoid from suffering. 2 minutes of open awareness afterwards, and then the dedication.